Life by Divine with Sue DeMay fosters deep healing and profound awakenings as she guides you to hear, answer, and trust the highest calling of your heart. Your host and sacred guide is global impact visionary leader Sue DeMay, a best-selling author, international speaker, and gifted intuitive healer who challenges all of us to shift from life by default or even life by design to truly living life by divine. And now, here is Sue DeMay.
Welcome to the show. It's an honor to be here once again with you and sharing the messages that come through. So on this journey, I've met a lot of amazing people. And sometimes you meet someone and you just like something just clicks. And for whatever reason, you feel like you've known them for a lifetime or more than one lifetime. And my next guest is one of those people. When I was recently exploring some ideas and different things for my own health, I came across an ebook, and it was, I can't even remember the exact name of it. I have it here somewhere, but we'll talk to her in a bit about it. But I started reading the ebook. I had it for a while in my little reader, and suddenly just one day I was drawn to it and I started reading it, and I went through it in like 3 days, and I immediately knew I needed to reach out and find out more about this technology. So I'm excited to have my very good friend now. And today we're going to talk about the power of quantum sound healing. And my special guest today is Helena Riley. And we are going to learn about how to use the sound and scalar technology to rewire your brain, release subconscious blocks, boost your immunity, raise your vibrational frequency while protecting you and your home from the impact of EMFs and 5G and a whole bunch of other things. So from my own personal experience, this technology is not only rewiring, like blowing my mind, but it's actually really shifting a lot of things for me. So I'm really excited to have you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Sue. It's my great honor to be here.
Thank you. I want to begin. I want to jump right in and begin. Can you talk a little bit about how you came into finding this technology and the birth of it, like the creation of it a little bit?
Yes. So I was a sort of a lifetime healer and a University of Chicago trained therapist who found mere talk therapy to be limiting. So I actually traveled the world and studied all of the modalities post-graduation. And I found myself in India and studied under Harikhan Babaji, who is the one written about as the guru's guru in Autobiography of a Yogi. And I think the foundation, I had a very profound awakening experience there. And the foundation was laid by my soul that he put me in charge of music, knowing nothing about Indian music at all, in his ashram, where you had to go down 108 steps in the Ganges to go to the bathroom or bathe. And so it was very austere, but in that time, my soul awakened and I realized that my mission and purpose was different, that it was about awakening and meditation and sound. But that was just the beginning. So I didn't know how to do that in the real world. And when I left, it posed many questions. So I went, you know, I continued on the journey and eventually found the actual teachers of Muktananda and Gauramai, and I became a therapist in their ashrams, and then found out that even in their ashram in India, that there was a limitation with meditation and chanting and seva and all of those things. So what I realized is that the patterns are so deeply embedded that something quite precise needs to loosen them, because I could see the samskaras and I could see what was running people's lives. But what I couldn't do was efficiently change those patterns. So after 2 years, actually, working with a psychiatrist in India, under the direct tutelage of Gurumayi, went back into the world. And that was when the mission started. And the mission that I discovered was I started with Don Campbell and Jean Houston, and then met up with Robert Loy's technology at the University of Honolulu. And it was a matter of seconds when I heard those frequencies and my consciousness shifted. And I asked the person, it wasn't him that brought it, it was one of his people. I asked them if they would come to my home and do these and bring this technology. And I would provide all of the alternative medical people on Honolulu, because I, for some reason, knew them all. And so we did just that. We started the sound laboratories, and that was the beginning of the journey. And I saw the great power. And then I opened and it was interesting. We had about 40 people the first night. We met every Tuesday night, the sound laboratories. And I saw that the very first frequencies we did, we chose one of the people none of us knew. And she called me the next day and she said, "Oh my God, I'm so grateful." And I said, "You know, what happened?" And she said, "I was scheduled to have kidney stone surgery. And I passed the kidney stones in your bathroom." And I went, "Oh my God, that's a little scary." And so but that was the precision for her, that with her voice analysis, it actually, whatever it loosened up on the cellular level, the surgery was canceled. And that was the beginning of the journey. And then I later opened my own private practice on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And then years later, 9 to be exact, joined Robert to develop this new line of products that you see now, the Miracle. And it was 2002. And we step by step developed these into the technologies you see today. But it wasn't until 2007 that we introduced the first 24/7 immersive technology. So that's a long story, but it was a process, and it's still a process.
It's like following the breadcrumbs, right? So I always talk about that with Life by Divine. It's like we're following those divine breadcrumbs, and our divinity is always leading us to what we're meant to do and when we're meant to do it and how. And if we actually learn to get out of the way and let the mind come along for the ride, then we're actually really divinely guided. So the way you're kind of talking about your journey and the way you created that vision for us to follow you along was just, I just kept seeing these little breadcrumbs. There's another breadcrumb. You just keep following, keep moving toward that expansion. And you're going to continue to do that with, I'm excited to see where this technology goes, but also to witness the miracles that come from using it for myself. And I know for me, we've talked about this just recently. You were asking me like, how's it going? Because I just literally got it. It's called the Miracle iCube. And I ordered it and you had it shipped to me within 24 hours, which I was so grateful for, because I was at a point with my healing, and I've done a lot of healing in the last year. And I was at a point where I kind of plateaued. I'm like, I know there's more, but I can't quite get to it. And I don't even know what entry point, like where to enter into the body, where to enter into the energy to get it out. And I felt like I just had a lot of leftovers, a lot of cobwebs. So I used it for 24/7. I had it running in the background, and I used some of those soundtracks. I created some of the soundtracks specific to my voice and the frequency. And after 2 or 3 days, I actually started to wake up with more of a clear mind space. It's like someone came in and just cleaned out all the cobwebs. And I knew it was connected to that, because I could feel the energy right away. That I told you the first night I had to turn it off, because I'm like, whoa, that's a little too much for my body right now. So I had to kind of introduce my body slowly to it because it doesn't like to be pushed. But what I found, this is what I described to you, and I want to share it with everybody, is what it felt like was, as I was sleeping, someone came in, like a crew of people came in to clean up my system, to clean up my mind, change, rewire, unplug things, send new, like create new neural pathways. I could feel it actually working at the level of the mind. Sometimes in the night I would wake up and I could feel the charge happening up there. But the way I described it is my self-care for keeping my energy clear and keeping myself in alignment was like having this big, massive, you know, 15,000 square foot mansion. And I would go room by room, cleaning, dusting, clearing. And then by the time I get to the 100th room, I got to go back and start at the first room again. So it was just a constant 24/7 job to keep my energy clear and my field clear and keep my energy, my chakras in alignment. And what this did was, it was like all of a sudden I had this cleaning crew come in and I could just like sit back and do my work, and it's all being done in the background. And that was just like such a huge relief. I didn't even realize how much of a responsibility it was for me to really stay in alignment all the time, how much work it actually was until that work was removed from me. And I could just really rest and allow this beautiful, it's basically like having the presence of many healers around me all the time, taking care of my field while I'm holding space for my clients and my community.
That's a beautiful description. And what's happening is that it's the scalar vortex that gets created actually builds like a quantum field of protection that continues to work. So the key word, and I'm noticing a lot of different leaders are using this, is immersion, immersive. That on a cellular level and on the level of your energy field, you recognize that you're being supported, cleared, and charged. It is very much like having, you know, 50 energy healers or Zen masters or even living in an ashram. Because I think that was one thing I recognized when we started doing the 24/7, that this is why people go and stay in these Indian ashrams, is because the field is, well, they literally are always lighting incense and doing, you know, advanced spiritual rituals and yajnas and darshans and clearings.
And there's more than one doing that. Like there's a team of people doing that, holding that space.
Exactly. But that's what they actually eventually create, is this clearing, cleansing vortex. And this is all done electronically with the scalar coils, which are the way they're created. They're designed to actually kind of meet in the middle and create the zero point field that is a cancellation field. And what it's canceling is the incoherence. And that allows you to be you, to just rest in you-ness. And what's going on now is so complex because simultaneously there are energies coming in that are higher frequency energies and plasmas that are being introduced to the bodies, and many people are resisting. At the same time, there's tremendous anxiety in the collective consciousness about this change. So when you're someone as sensitive as you, so you're going to be feeling both. Yeah. And so this is like sorting out the laundry also, that there's this great, and you want to be open and then receiving this beautiful energy. I think we all sense, oh, there's another choice here. And we need to assimilate that. And that's why so many are talking about raising the vibration. But at the same time, the people around us, the collective consciousness that is in so much fear. So you end up in this kind of battle. Some people are calling it light and dark. I would call it confusion and clarity, or coherence and incoherence. And if you allow yourself to receive the new energy, you will be lifted constantly. And that's what what I just realized, even after the over 30-year journey, is that they're made for now. So we were all in the 30-year dress rehearsal. But that's so that it helps people to acclimate to the new energies at the same time clearing the discordance.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been my experience, and also with my clients working with them, whether I'm working in my community on the call and I have it running in the background, I bring it in, you know, because it's my intention, right? It's like the quantum field. There's no geographical boundary. So I bring it in to the experience of the community and in my inner circle. And I'm like, it's here, it's available to you. Tap into it, immerse yourself into it. I did a meditation actually before I found out the technology, before I read your ebook. And I was literally like pulling the chakras out and dipping them in the quantum field and then bringing them back. And I'm like, doo, 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 like, just like, it was a channeled meditation. It was very kind of fun. And I actually listened to it myself afterwards and really appreciated it. And then what I'm realizing as you're talking and you use the word again, immersion, I'm like, oh, that's what's happening. I'm like, I don't need to pull it out and put it in and feel separate from it. Because in some ways, you know, as we're changing our mindset and remembering the truth that we are actually one with it, that we are one with everything and nothing at the same time, we have to meet ourselves in our humanness. We have to meet us at that level of our belief system in order to unwind and change our mind. Now, what I've experienced is that I have to kind of work with the part of me that maybe still feels separate because my physical body has had all these things go on. So I had to meet myself there and immerse myself in the quantum field and then bring it back and bring it into my field. And I felt this vibrational tuning fork. Now, since I've had the Miracle iCube, it's easy for me to immerse myself in the knowing that I'm one with this energy. And I don't feel the separation like I did before. And I feel like I'm just like bathing in it effortlessly. And at the same time, all those parts of my mind and my subconscious that aren't in alignment with that truth or with that knowing are being rewired. It's being changed. So I feel like every time I wake up, every morning I wake up, my mind just changed even more. And it's been so helpful, again, just not to have to do all of that work to change the mind, because it's a lot, you know. In the subconscious mind, it's so cleverly hidden, and I find really good hiding spots for beliefs.
Yes. Well, so the word subconscious, the word subconscious or unconscious is there for a reason. It is hidden from us. And that's why, you know, therapy exists. But the blind, so with the technology, because it's a field that's working continuously, some of the ways that we hide are automatically shifted. And the reason for that, so that's what attracted me. So having grown up psychic and really feeling that I had to hide all of that, what I knew, because no one could accept it. And I still actually struggle with that, to be quite honest. That wasn't, but I could see the blind spots in myself and in others and in the way they were imprinting. And the reason that the 24/7 is so important is that over time, there's a loosening effect, because you're not always ready to completely experience the void if that was just pulled out. And it's implanted on many levels, I'll put it that way, of the auric field. And so over time, the frequency amplified by scalar, and the nature of scalar is that it can go through walls, it can penetrate cells, it can penetrate our bones. And so that's where it actually has more impact on the psyche, because it does have the scalar amplification, the coil. Some people know that as Tesla. But it's a critical distinction in this work. A, that it's immersive, because we are tricky. And we're running our life for less than 5% of our conscious mind has created our reality. And so 95% of us is basically hidden from us. And that has also been, you know, agreed upon in the karmic records that your past lives are hidden, etc. And so we have this body And this huge amount of us that's not clear creating this reality. With this, but the key thing here, not to get too out there, the key thing is that the brain is a field. So the body has a field and the brain is a field. And the cool thing about the brain field is that it's always seeking new information, always, even when you're sleeping, especially when you're sleeping. So in its, so when you feed it coherent information, very specific frequencies amplified by coils, it's actually extremely coherent. So the brain is getting this high quality food, and the consciousness is being fed clarity and the vibration, the actual vibrations that we've created have been researched over 30 years and they're extremely precise. So you're getting formulas that are coherent and that will uplift you. And so what you need to understand is that we are on this planet and we're sharing a field that's getting increasingly chaotic with influences like 5G and influences that are way beyond electronically mind, thought form projections, emotions, astral entities. So we're picking up multifaceted energies. So when you put a coherent bubble in place in your life, it has this great impact. It's like, finally I got into the good school on earth. And this is all occurring on the subconscious level. And I don't have to pay tuition. So there you have it, that it is an influence that we've put into your environment that you were seeking. You didn't necessarily know what form it was going to take. But do you remember what you were seeking when you found us?
At that time, it was I need something to help me find the really clever hidden spots. And, okay. And it was more like, and I did say at one point, I did kind of have the thought, there's got to be an easier way.
Heavy lifting, key point. So the scaler does the heavy lifting, because with someone as open and receptive as you are, you're picking up things even from your clients and the community in your dream state. So you're doing the heavy lifting for them as well. You're the guide. And so that's the, and I do want to make, so the heavy lifting is what we also emphasize. That's the significance of the 24/7. Anything less than the 24/7, and the subconscious will find another way to trick you. And we all know that, because in many ways the subconscious is being supported by the collective consciousness, because that is a shared consciousness at a certain vibrational level. And so it is a manifestation that works to do the heavy lifting for you. That's like cleaning up the blind spots. But I will tell you this. So immersion and the heavy lifting, but a third key factor is that we are evidence-based and becoming more evidence-based. So the way that shows up in the evidence is that there's a machine called the BioWell, and it measures, it's Korotkov's work out of Russia, it measures not only the chakras, their alignment at any given moment, but it also measures the organs and glands. And so we've now started to use that before and after sessions. And we are finding, and we've been doing this for a while, actually. We did a study in 2013 with some of the professionals that sold and used that technology. And we find that the chakras immediately align when the voice code is done and the organs balance. And so we recently had this Italian couple who had decided to devote their lives to sound therapy. And they were working with a medical doctor who had glaucoma. And they did his frequencies with the BioWell before and after, and it showed that condition shifted quite a bit during the 24-minute soundtrack. And he came out of it, and as a doctor, he looked at these images and the information on the organs. And he said, this is not possible on a cellular level. This is not possible. So now he not only has invited them to work in his clinic with his clients, but he's also just yesterday purchased a miracle. So he actually went beyond his current belief system about what is possible. But during these times, I will say that if there's a couple of things that you focus on, it's your alignment with soul and spirit, coherence and clarity, and intuition. Because there's so much right now, a little more than usual, throwing us out of sync, out of balance, out of alignment. And your sleep cycle is very important for this restorative process.
I find that I did have it on 24/7 for quite a while. And then I talked to you last week and I said, I had to turn it off for a couple of days at night because I just needed, and then I ended up using the Om Pocket, which is the smaller version, which is, it gets the 10 feet radius around me. So I have that by my bed. And that worked. And then all of a sudden I could feel, I'm like, oh, there's something going on. I need to put that back on. So all of a sudden it came back on. It's been 24/7 again. And I'm finding that immersion again, like in the home and in my bed. I'm still using them both actually. Mm-hmm. So now that my body's kind of become more attuned to it and more accepting of it. And I think my mind is, you know, being changed at the same time to allow it to really come in. I can actually have both. So I have the Miracle IQ playing in my home studio and that's kind of taking care of the house. And I know you said that had like a 50 mile radius. I think I converted it to 85 kilometers.
The Miracle will develop a vortex that will expand over time as well. And the more miracles in a given energy, actually it is very quantum in this regard. It lifts. So every time we add, you know, technology onto the planet, it helps the quantum field to lift and also into the community. It will fill your house. You will definitely feel it. And just keep in mind, it builds.
Yes. I had a client that came to my house when we first moved here. She came over and we did a session here and then she left and that was it. When I had the Miracle IQ, she had come over again and she was like, I pulled up and like the trees in your front yard, because we have these big cedar trees, she goes, they were like crisp and clear and like I noticed the structure of your house, like everything looked different. She goes, I couldn't put my finger on it, but everything felt and looked different. And then when she came in the house, same thing. She's right. Like, I can't put my finger on it, but she's an energy healer as well. She's like, I can't quite describe it other than everything looks clear or clean. And it was like that was just for me confirmation again. It's like, yeah, this is really creating this beautiful space in my home and around my home that is not only holding me, but it's holding my family, my animals, my neighbors. And that was really encouraging for me too, is just to know that it's actually contributing to not just my own health, but it's actually contributing to humanity around me as well.
Absolutely. So there's a strong element of service. And also, since scalar can go through walls, it imprints everything in the household. So it's actually, you know, sort of imprinting a coherent vibration again. And since almost all things on earth have some element of water, it actually imprints the water in the air, and it imprints the water in this wood, and it can imprint the water in the apple that you're going to eat. So it's, and the body is getting imprinted with this coherent information. And it does make sense to me that as your cells get to vibrate in this field, that at times you might feel like, what does it feel like to turn it off and to rest? I will say this though, it reminds me of my own cleaning lady, that when, you know, when she's, if the house is getting dirtier and dustier, and I'm either going to clean it physically myself, or she's going to come back. So in some ways it's very similar. And what happens is you build this vortex of light, very similar to any high vibrational vortex, let's say like Sedona, is that it becomes a more powerful connector, but also canceler. of the discordant energies, whether it's 5G or someone is really upset and it doesn't come in the same way. And then you're also activating your higher centers simultaneously. So that can also result in some discomfort as you're clearing some of these lower vibrational patterns and awakening some of the higher centers, and that could be, seventh, eighth chakra and beyond. There can be a little discomfort as you see the world so differently, and you could be seeing the world so differently than the people around you. So there can be some discordance there. So I'm just pointing out what might have been causing some of the discomfort. And as the way showers, as the leaders in, new frequencies and pioneers, there's always going to be, adjustments that we have to go through in order to make the road more comfortable for others, if that makes sense. So we go through the adjustments to bring, to educate, to inform. And there's one other aspect that's very key to scale, true scalar energy. By its unlike just sound, which we also have really good sound, but scalar by its nature fills the space. So, and it is designed to instruct and inform at the highest level of that potential to bring, so that even there are some studies that were done by Keith Dole, who's a farmer in Canada, actually, third generation, 3,000-acre farm, and they thought, and he drives around his farm with the miracle in the tractor and then puts it at the silo at the base, and he finds he doesn't have to use pesticides, he uses less water, he doesn't irrigate, and twice as much protein content. And that's just because the scalar is giving the seed the information to reach its highest potential. And to me, it's very logical that, if it's designed to remove the impediments so that we can reach our highest potential, we see these manifestations in the physical environment. Plants grow bigger and they're healthier. And pets or animals are often just more happy or balanced. So, because they're receiving in very different ways, they're receiving the coherent information.
Yeah, my dogs, when I have it on with the volume on, my dogs definitely come first thing in the morning when I turn it on with the volume. They come in, they sniff, and they sometimes they'll hang out a little bit and then they walk away. It's just like they actually got used to the noises now. At first they were some of the frequencies, they were like, "What the heck is going on?" But now I think they actually really, really appreciate it as well. So that's interesting. Can you share a little bit about the cloud sound therapy, like using the voice imprinting and voice coding?
Yes, definitely. So the voice is one of the most direct routes to the subconscious because everything is stored, past, present, and future, in your timeline, in your voice. So even right now, my voice is reflecting if there's an organ imbalance, or if I ate something that was high aluminum, or the air was sprayed, or something like that. So my voice is actually going to reflect that. And what we're doing with the voice is analyzing 5 octaves. So it's the only program on the market, the only software in the market that does that. And we're depicting over the 5 octaves the highs and lows of each note, and then creating a balancing soundtrack. And so it works on several levels. It both releases the subconscious. Because what's hit, so if you notice particularly stressed, it usually means there's a blockage. And so it will balance that blockage and start to release or ping out all that is out of balance. And the key thing here, again, is that the soundtrack can be played 24/7, as much as you like. It can bring stuff up emotionally. And so the voice is a great way to access the emotions, the feelings, things that we might have been suppressing, and of course the subconscious, but some of the emotions, and then balance and release them. So we use, after analyzing just 15 seconds, we can develop a soundtrack that can be used for quite a while and can be used at any time of day
to balance the, it actually balances hormones, emotions, balances the chakras as we're showing now, and the organs. So it's quite a powerful intervention. That is, the nice thing is it's recyclable. We do recommend people, you know, check in and get a new soundtrack if they don't own the technology, but every like month or so. But it is something, you know, again, it's high level frequency information.
Yeah, I found that using the soundtrack, because I have the software, it comes with the Miracle IQ, but those that are listening and curious about it, the affirmations that I've made, I've just make some for just for fun, right? So yeah. I'm just like, oh, let's just try this one and see what happens. And I'm kind of amazed at the little shifts that happen, just even with stuff that I'm just playing with. So you can use the vowel soundtrack where you just, it's making vowel sounds, or you can actually use the affirmation track. And I've used the affirmation track a lot for my clients as well. So I have them call me or send me a little affirmation, just repeating it over and over. And then I input it into the software and it creates a soundtrack for them. And what I'm recognizing with the shifts, again, it's one, your intention kind of going into it, but two, it works even like way deeper than affirmations. Like, you know, I know a lot of people do affirmations, and even I have done affirmations. I know there's certain affirmations that I used. I remember when I was recovering from anorexia and bulimia, I would say this one affirmation over and over and over again. I probably said it like a million times in a 6 month period. I love my body and trust its wisdom. I love my body and trust its wisdom. Because before that I was cut off. I hated my body. I wanted to disown it. I'd be happy just to be a head. I was like, my body was my enemy at that time. And
it makes me really sad. Not good
yeah.
for your body.
No, I know, but that's my whole life. I was like that, right? I hated myself. So to kind of go into that affirmation, it took me 6 months to even start to believe it just this much. And then it started to shift. And over the years, I've come to this place where I love and appreciate my body. I honor it. I nurture it. I nourish it. I have a different relationship. That was back in 93.
Yeah.
But it took a long time. But I find with this, I can, you know, put an affirmation out there and I feel like there's already a shift overnight. And then I know the shift is going to continue as I listen to it. But it's really powerful how quickly it aligns with what I'm saying and shifts everything to bring it into coherence, right? So we have these, our thoughts, we have our emotions, we have the energy in our body, we have our physical body. And the same thing with talk therapy, what I realized for me and for other people is it's useful and it has its purpose and it works for certain people to a certain degree. And then it has a limit. It has a plateau, like everything, it kind of plateaus. And what I find is the body was left behind. The body gets left behind, or the energy gets left behind, or the subconscious gets kind of put aside and not really dealt with. So then you have all these leftovers. So this is like clearing out the leftovers, clearing out the dust bunnies, you know, cleaning the cobwebs, like I said earlier.
Yes. And so that's the problem with affirmations and the hiding, lurking subconscious. So when I entered, you asked at the beginning, when I entered this journey, it was with the full awareness that I could see how the subconscious operated in my life and in my clients' lives. And I could see that we would not make much progress, even under the tutelage of a great yoga master like Guru Mai or Babaji. Our subconscious can still subvert things very easily and in a million clever ways. And so my request to the universe was, I will only work with people if I find a tool that is efficient and that deals with those seeds of karma and beliefs. And that was when I came across Loy and the sound and the voice analysis. And that was the whole premise of my private practice. But what I saw over time is that when you can address those blocks that are subconscious and hiding, so in other words, going beyond the very clever defense mechanisms, that's when the real change occurs. And so the first book I wrote, which is now the voice code, it was called Sounds Energetics. Remember the name of that was what my company was named back then. And it was using sound frequencies to bypass the defense mechanisms of the ego, because I was still very into my training in a way. And there's one other thing I'll share with you that I've learned and that I perceive in myself and in others, is that the armoring is not only like on an emotional level, but the brain has armor. And that's where I think the new therapies will go. So I was recently with leadership course and they had people yelling, you know, what do you want? And I realized it's like, this may work now and maybe for 5 minutes or half an hour, but your brain has this armor that you're not dealing with. And that's why the immersive 24/7 technology that's dissolving that armor, so that guess what? When it comes back, it's still working on the cobwebs. And here's the deal. This is why so many people go to so many intensives and, you know, events and workshops and play shops and meditations and retreats and yoga centers and health food stores and ad infinitum. It's because they're trying to eradicate some of these deeper patterns and, you know, buy a million courses and do 1,000,000,000 affirmations. But when you can do that amplified, your voice knows the blocks that you have. It is the blocks. And then listen to that. It's going to not instantly, but it's going to lessen the hold. And that could be from 5 lifetimes ago. It could be from yesterday. It could be from sexual abuse. Because I also noticed working in this group, I noticed how everybody pinned it on sexual abuse when they were 3 years old. And I kept on thinking, it's deeper than that. And it might be 1,000 years ago, but who knows? And so we're always dealing with the tip of the iceberg. But honestly, this is why the immersion is so important. And we have to be careful not to trick ourselves, because even years later, that voice analysis works on me, because, and it has the same impact, because that's how clever we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the defense, like the guarding and the defense in the mind. Like, so I talk about the evolution of the ego and how the ego is like a overprotective helicopter parent that will stop at nothing to keep us safe, to keep us playing small, to keep us protected from the world. And it comes up with clever mind games and hacks. Like if it actually, you know, if you get wise to it, if you shine light on it, you're like, okay, I see the angle you're taking. And then you try to unwind from that pattern. It creates a different angle, right? So it creates a new game and it adapts. It's a shapeshifter. So when we are working at that level of, you know, a trickster in the mind and a clever trickster, then and a determined, you know, helicopter parent to keep us safe, it's really challenging. It's a lot of work and awareness that's required and willingness and commitment to actually heal the subconscious mind. So when you can combine that willingness, that commitment and this technology, then we really can see some progress, and not only progress that we can feel and sense and know, but also that becomes sustainable. So that's the big piece, is sustainability for me.
Thank you. I have to write that down. That is a good point. That it, as a past shrink, this becomes a sustainable mode of transformation that can be repeated in a cost-effective way. So I'm not going to see, when I was at University of Chicago, I would go to, you had to go into therapy, and he was an analyst, and you know, graduate students can't afford that, whatever the fee was. But, and you know, you have to see them twice a week, and it's probably like $200 a session. How does a graduate student afford that? But this is a sustainable mode of transportation. Of transmutation, transformation, acceleration, because it begins, it is repatterning you as you sleep, as you wake, as you work. And then that becomes self-sustaining. Yes. So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that in this short window of time that you notice now more when you're getting out of balance?
Oh, instantly. And this has been my experience all along. Like I describe it to people like being in a really fast, like, or like standing in a creek. It's easy to stand in a creek, no problem. But once you actually really get in alignment, the momentum and the movement of that creek increases. It becomes a river and there's a little bit more current. So to stand in the river, it's a little bit more challenging. So you want to flow with it. You want to go with it. And then my flow is like the Colorado River. Like, it's like, there's no stopping. There's no holding a rock. There's no thinking about paddling upstream. There's no standing. There's just, you gotta let go and flow with it. So anytime I would stop, I would get like beat up. I could feel it. Anytime I was out of alignment, it created this non-negotiable experience. I'm like, I need to stay in alignment, period. So with this, the nice thing with this is I have they're blips now. They're like little blips. I'm like, oh, there was a blip. There was a blip. And it clears it. It keeps it going for me. So it's like it's like a raft. Now I'm in a raft and I'm just flowing. I don't have to worry about, you know, what's happening around me. Am I going to hit a boulder? It's just like, I'm just going for the ride now. Can you talk a little bit about because I know a lot of people are going to be like, okay, this is the magic pill, the one thing that's going to change everything. And I don't have to do any more work. And I don't want it to come off that way, because I do a lot of clearing. I do a lot of work. I'm always watching my thoughts. I'm always aware of where my energy is. But this is like the most supportive partner in the world, as opposed to, okay, let me just let it do the work and then I can just not do anything. So can you talk a little bit about that in your experience?
That's a very good word, actually, partnership. If you perceive it as an alignment or a partnership with a coherent energy field that's kind of fluffing you up and cleaving you, then you'll realize that, you know, there are times, it's actually, the teachers say that self-effort and grace, it's like a form of grace that's supporting and uplifting you. But there are times when, so let's say you get into a fight with, one of the things that I do here is that people will, you know, realize, well, that fight is pointless and they'll stop. That is one of the side effects of this technology, is people will get more aware of stopping themselves in their patterns of discordance or fighting in relationships. But let's say there is a fight and it throws you off. You then have to recenter yourself. Now, that could mean that you go to the technology and put it on clearing, or that you do a voice code session. But it also means that you have to become self-aware enough to be in the energy and to adapt quickly, to make that change. And I noticed with myself over time, almost when I'm speaking, I'm constantly noticing the vibration of the words, the vibration of the thoughts, the vibration of the actions, so that it becomes an alignment, but the technology becomes more like a partner that's emanating out this field that you're aligning with. Anything that's not in truth and alignment and consciousness, you're going to feel more strongly, more quickly. So let's say I go out to the grocery store and everyone's wearing masks here and the energy gets a little weird, as we all know. And when I come and there's a lot more fear, it seems just circulating. So when I come back to my house, I immediately feel the centering device and how harmonious and peaceful my home is, because even though I've been away, the technologies have been operating at their full capacity. And even if I'm carrying the pocket, the portable technology, I still notice the difference when I walk into the massive vortex. Yeah. So it is more of an alignment and a partnership, and it works best when you are aware of that flow, when you're aware that this is giving you, it's like a centering. So one of my clients recently said it's kind of like a 24/7 tuning fork, but you are being tuned. And there are times when if you get way off center, you might have to do a little work to bring yourself back. And there are also times when whatever has been repressed, so here's one of the things to reach this awakened state. Whatever's been repressed in the body, the soul, the emotions, the sound will actually work very gently to release that. Sometimes it feels like an excavation, and sometimes it feels like a gentle nudge. Instead, it's a massage. But that emotion you will become aware of. So one person might go into bliss, and another person might realize how angry they were at their mother when they were three. And that's where the individual and what they're carrying gets worked out. In my own experience, it's much more gentle than some of the approaches that have been used in psychology to release emotions and that are still being used. Names not to be mentioned. It's much more gentle, and again, immersion, partnership, and alignment. Mm-hmm. So your good way to look at it is you're aligning with your higher self. You know, I've even noticed at this point in my evolution that my higher self sometimes has a very different read on the situation, because I'm in the three-dimensional and in the body. I really notice, that's like the body wisdom or not wisdom. And then the higher self goes, that's not really very important, actually. This is important. I still want you to do that, even though, but it's aligning you with your higher self constantly. And then you kind of have to fill in the gaps, because we're still here. We still are eating. We're still breathing air. The air is very polluted in California, for example. That affects your consciousness. And so we still have to exercise this awareness, this beingness. And it's quite a task, actually. But the thing that my experience with sound is that rather than pushing you forward or going through dramas to release or doing a million affirmations, sound is more like jumping in the boat and getting pulled through the river. It's and going through the changes, seeing the changes of scenery, but it's very fluid. You don't even notice sometimes, but something just left you. You're in a new scene. Yeah. And it pulls you. So it's not about the pushing energy. In that sense, pushing yourself to change, pushing yourself to transform, pushing yourself to go to that event so that maybe you'll come out different. Pushing yourself to go to, you know, this kind of counseling. It's more like pulling you into a vortex where you transform automatically. And here's the thing. We don't know what you evolve into because we don't know your quantum potential. Each one's different. And so each one's process and progress and, you know, one will become a great author. Another one will become an architect. One is going to work on the ocean. We have no idea. And we see it especially with the children, that sometimes the children change in ways the parents did expect. We have a couple of them going to Ivy League school. They did not expect that. And the children had resistance. They were like, oh my God, I got in. Am I worthy of this? And we had to tell them, yes, in fact, you are. You earned it. And that was your desire, so go for it. So are there any other questions?
Well, we need to wrap up. I could talk to you for days, and now we've experienced that. We get on the phone, let's talk for 10 minutes. We end up an hour and a half later. It's like, we have a lot to talk about around this. So I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been really helpful for you, for people to hear it from your perspective, from your words, and in your experience with this technology. I've shared a little bit here and there about my experience, but I really wanted to have you here and to share your wisdom and this beautiful gift to humanity, really, is what it feels like for me, something that can carry me into my work.
I do want to say that this time there's a tremendous discount on your evolution, meaning you can go faster.
Yeah.
You can let go. The entire universe is supporting you. So whatever tools you're attracted to or in tune with, I recommend that it is the time for humanity to shift. So there's a lot of support for that shift to occur. Yeah, just let it go. Go. It's time to flow into the higher self.
Surrender to your divinity. So the best place for people to connect with you is quantumsoundtherapy.com. Anybody can go there and they can learn about the technology. They can book a time with you for a consult. We need to wrap up because my producer is waving things. Yeah. Let's finish up. But I thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an honor to have you. And
We do have another site, which is Helena, Helena360.com, where I stored some interviews with David Wolf, five videos on the technology. There's links to get the book on Amazon. The Quantum Sound Miracle IQ book, and also links to my calendar, you can even text me from there. So it's helena360.com.
Perfect. I'll add that to the course notes as well.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you everybody for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I bless you. Until next week. Love and blessings.
You've been listening to Life by Divine with your host, Sue DeMay. Shift your consciousness from head to heart and enliven your soul as you discover how to lead with your heart and live your own life by divine. Join Sue in the growing global heart-led living community at heartledliving.com. That is heart, L-E-D, living.com.